We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila. It's Thursday, September 18th, 2025. The university's campus recreation is once again hosting the Future So Bright 5K on Thursday, October 9th. The race will offer a fun-filled night kicking off at 7 p.m. with a course stretching from the Anniversary Plaza to the South Quad. Registration costs $15, with a portion of the proceeds being dedicated to a youth camp scholarship fund. For those who register for the race before September 21st, you are guaranteed a race t-shirt in your race packet. Race packets will be available for pickup from the ARC starting on October 7th from 8 to 5 p.m. or from 6 to 6:45 p.m. at the main quad the day of the race. For more information and to register for the race, please visit active.illinois.edu. Adding on to local events, typically the thought of soiling your undies would not be ideal, but for some, it's a great opportunity to learn more about conscious consumerism.
So I'm Sarah Caper. I'm the director of Ag in the Classroom.
This week, writer Sadie Parkinson spoke with Sarah Caper and Julie Adcock of the Champaign County Ag in the Classroom, an educational program catered to K through 8 students. Over the years, it has sought to deliver a message to students regarding agriculture.
This is it was an opportunity for me to continue teaching and yet deliver a message that every student needs to know. And that is about where their food comes from, where their clothing comes from, and oftentimes where their fuels come from.
Particular experiment, Soil Your Undies, aims to raise awareness about soil health and different types of fibers. In the fall, teachers are given a pair of cotton underwear with a synthetic band to bury. They don't uncover the pair until springtime, after microbes in the soil have worked to degrade the cotton, but not the synthetic waistband.
They unveiled the results, and that was a hoot.
Yeah, and we were trying to bring it around to agriculture. So what's going on in our soil? Kids were super aware of reading their tags, knowing what their clothing is made of, and then being able to identify, is it synthetic or is it a natural fiber?
For more information about Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom and their mission, visit www.aginTheClassroom.org. Performing soon, comedian Josh Johnson will be at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts this Friday, September 19th, as part of the Pygmalion Festival lineup. Josh Johnson is an Emmy-nominated writer and NAACP award winner, recognized for his work on The Daily Show and The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. He has also been named New York's funniest stand-up at the New York Comedy Festival and was featured as one of Comedy Central's comics to watch. The show is currently sold out. For more information about Pygmalion Fest's 2025 lineup, visit thisispygmalion.com/schedule. In the world of sports, tomorrow night, the Illini women's soccer team hopes to keep their undefeated streak alive against the Oregon Ducks in Eugene. The Illini, who are 7-0-1, are having the best start to their season in program history under new head coach Katie Halton. Senior forward Sarah Foley leads the team with 5 goals, followed by sophomore forwards Emma Yee with 4 goals and Kayla Jackson with 3 goals. The Illini come off a tie against Big Ten rival Indiana and are hoping to get back into the win column. The Ducks, who are 2-5-1, come off a 2-0 loss to the UCLA Bruins, extending their losing streak to 4 matches, and have only scored 1 goal during their losing streak. Support your Illini as they face off against another Big Ten rival. In high school football, the Champaign Central Maroons and Urbana Tigers will battle it out this Friday at Urbana High School for the Wright Street Trophy. The Maroons and Tigers are both looking for their first wins this season, holding 0-3 records coming into their Week 4 rivalry matchup. Champaign Central's coming off of a tough 58-26 homecoming loss to Peoria Notre Dame, and Urbana faced a 55-7 loss to undefeated Normal Community last week. Champaign Central has won the Wright Street game each year they've played since Urbana last took home the trophy in 2012. This year's matchup will serve as Urbana's own homecoming game as they look to capture their first program win since the 2019 season. The rivalry between the two programs dates back to 1894, making it the third oldest high school rivalry in Illinois and the oldest downstate. Other notable Champaign County matchups include Danville at Centennial, Taylorville at Mahomet Seymour, and Tolano Unity at St. Joseph Ogden. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Gavin Westlake, Sadie Parkinson, Grace Avila, Vinnie Maximball, and Adam Edwards. From WPGU News, I'm Grace Avila.